Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on the radio. If a song made me think of you, I listened to it for a minute, but then I
October 18th, and I just wanted to say hi, and I'm praying to whatever God tonight that the album is going to work. Can you guys hear me in this album tonight? Please let me know, and the number is to come in and call and talk to me is 3478508721. And I'm hoping everyone in the chat room can hear me. Hi Brenda, hi Ashley. I hope Dad has come back. Let's see, what else? I hope everyone had a good weekend. I'm not caught up with the age, so yeah, but in a way, I think I just fell asleep, and I will save it for this weekend. But, you know, Ryan all grabbed me this past week, and Ryan all just grabbed me and just held on tightly, and okay, I'm so glad people can hear me. Yay! I did not want to go through the crap that we went on last time. My co-host, Carrie, is going to call in now, and I hope everyone calls in because, you know, I think tonight I just really want to talk, and, you know, it's been just a crazy week, and I am just mad as hell that DD wants to, you know, always, you know, slam lays on. I mean, God forbid. You know, God forbid that, you know, they've on people have their own opinion. So, I mean, I think it's crazy. I think it's absolutely crazy. what is going on, but, you know, I mean, you know, I want to talk about the lowdown on everything. I hope Susie calls in. Bridget, you call in, right? Okay. It's been a crazy weekend, like I said, and, you know, I just really want our couple back together because our couple is, like, the biggest good couple ever, and, oh, yay.
Hello?
Hey, you.
Hi. Is anybody else on here or just me?
It's just you for right now.
I'm not on Blog Talk yet, but is there anybody in the chat room?
Yeah, Ashley's here, Bridget's here, and a guest is here, yeah.
Okay. Have to sign in first. I've just been, like, I miss the way soap used to be because I've been watching on YouTube Santa Barbara, like, Cruising Eden, and I'm thinking, this is what soaps were made of, like, this awesome romance, this romantic couple. Cruising Eden were, like, one of my very first.
Yeah, I agree with you.
To me, they were my very first, because I was kind of really young to, like, really fall in love with Luke and Laura, but to me, Cruising Eden, because I started watching soap consistently with Santa Barbara. Hello?
Oh, I thought, yeah, so you were saying about Cruising Eden?
Like, my favorite couple ever, you know, for a long time, and then I did have a VCR back in the days when it was first came on, so I could only watch it during the summer, and then when I got a VCR, I taped it every day, and I couldn't wait to get home to watch Cruising Eden, my favorite couple, and since I've been watching them on YouTube, I'm sitting there thinking, now this is what soaps are supposed to be all about, what do you call it? You know, not as character-driven stories and everything, and Cruising Eden were such a romantic couple, I swear, and I think if they really could start writing better, they could write Liz and Jason way just like that. I mean, Liz and Jason can be, this is romantic, because Jason could be very romantic with her, and oh my God, I sometimes feel like screaming after watching old clips of the shows the way they used to be, and I'm like, whatever happened to General Hospital? It's just, I don't look forward to coming home anymore like I used to watch soap.
Well, yeah, and, you know, but when everyone gets here, there's so much, I feel like, gossiping about tonight, and, you know, it just, you're right. I mean, Cruz and Eden were a really good couple, and Santa Barbara was a good show, and, you know, I am.
And I was reading somewhere, too, that, I was reading about Cruising, about, I wanted to go back and refresh on the history, that it was stated in, like, if you go to Wikipedia about them, that they didn't want to write for them. They didn't plan on writing them as a couple or whatever, and I think it was Marcy and A. Martina that actually asked them to do it, and they did, and it was, like, it was perfect because they became a very popular couple on that show. To me, Eden and Cruz were the only couple on that show that were really popular, you know, became a really big hit. And I think I kind of stopped watching Santa Barbara after when Marcy Walker decided to leave the show and they had the most personality storyline. And then because he was so on there, that's the only reason why I was kind of watching it, because of them, you know. I hate the plot-driven stories. Oh, hold on. I know I'm going to get into a rant, but I've been hooked on YouTube lately with them, with Cruising Eden. I've been on a Cruising Eden kick lately.
Yep, I know the mama anyone.
Oh, my God. And I can't get it.
What's wrong?
Damn it.
What, is Blog Talk being stupid again?
Well, out of memory at line one on my computer. What does that mean for me? Does that mean?
I never got that message.
Excuse my language, but sometimes I get.
Okay. Well, that's funny that we are actually checking our language. We have never fucking done that though.
Fucking shit. Yeah, I'm fucking.
I know.
Computers. I hate computers.
Okay, so the number calling to talk to us is 347-850-8721. You know, is this weird? Everyone is like for games. Okay,
maybe they're still pissed off
at
what happened
to them. Yes, can you hear me? Okay. But okay. When did Dante and Brenda secret? Did they sleep together? You know what? I don't know. And you know what? That would be General Hospital style. Of it.
Damn. Oh my God.
What song? Is Black Hawk being fucked up or is your computer?
Oh, my God. Damn it. I'm going to have to... Damn it. Excuse my language again, but... It's not letting me... It's like... There's no music playing going on. Or I'm going to check out somebody else's and see if it'll play.
So, yeah, you guys call us, talk to us. We're only on for another 53 minutes because it's Monday. I did not sleep with shit last night. I was up to 6 trying, and I'm going to use the word lively, trying to catch up on ZH because I didn't really fast forward one life last week. I kind of got into the whole Stell, Taya, everything. I was kind of getting into it. So, yeah, that's what we are doing. And, yay, Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Carly, what is wrong with this freaking block talk thing? It's not working properly.
What is it doing now?
What is it doing? Well, okay, I'm on, but then when I turned on the first time, I wasn't getting it. Then I was getting all this different advertisement.
Yeah,
and it's
like
just.
I'm going clicking on something.
Hello.
Hi, Bridget. Hi, Bridget.
I'm
going to kill fucking Rock Top because Wednesday night, Bridget. Yeah, Bridget and Kay were here. We're on and... But we could not, no one could hear us in the chat room, but,
I tried to get in the chat room, but I was unable to log in, so I said, the hell with it, so.
What's going on?
Well, Jim's having trouble with that, too. I did not understand Block Talk.
Last week, it was the same thing, too. Last week, there was nothing happening last week. I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, see? It was loading up, and then it has this little exclamation mark where the chat room is. And,
That's what it had been doing to me all those times.
Yeah,
it would tell me memory, and then my memory thing would caution thing about my memory, line 1 or line 50.
Yeah.
It kept doing that to me until I finally got on.
I'm seeing exclamation mark on here on every where there should be a video or whatever, and I don't see anything on here.
I had to refresh like two times tonight because it tried to do it to me too again.
Well, I'm gonna refresh.
You know what? I'm gonna write a blog talk another little email. I wasn't like
an
email after one day night show because no one could hear us in chat.
No.
The show said we did not have a show, but we had a show.
Yeah.
And I called in. I did all the hosting while I was supposed to, and the fucking computer, excuse my language, the fucking blog talk said waiting for host to call in.
Right.
And I called in. And it just made me so mad that I just wanted to, like, throw something. But I restrained, and I didn't do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
okay, big sis, maybe you should just give up on this album.
I'll go into another episode, an archived show, and it'll play. Right now, but when I go into actual live show, it's not. There's no radio thing on there. They don't have the radio, the media player, or anything. And then, like, I'll go.
Oh my gosh!
And it just shows exclamation marks all over the place.
That is crazy. Oh, by the way, answer Ashley's question. No, I don't know who's game. I don't know who's gay married, and I don't know who's gay married.
I'm sorry, this is pissing me fucking off. Excuse me, but I'm getting so pissed off with Blog Talk. I keep going in and it'll
play. Blog Talk is awful. Jeez.
I know,
Oh my God, man. Shit, this is fucking shitty. God. Okay.
Okay, Ashley, to answer your question, who's getting married on the 8th of December? You know, I'm thinking, you know, that's a really crap. I don't know who. But something that made me very happy that I found out, they were supposed to have the big ZSAM event this weekend. And guess who called in sick 10 minutes before the event?
Yeah, Kelly, yeah. She said
she had the flu.
Got the flu. And this is the second time she's canceled out of the same VPA.
Yeah, and then this Daytime Connection, the one that Steve and Becky did,
mm-hmm.
back, you know, a couple of months ago, they were going to do it, but Daytime Connect has refunded everyone money.
Oh,
so
wow.
The family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, as you think that Bunga is funny, I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to think it's lucky
well,
as a bun.
Why would they be getting married? She just got back to Port Charles, and already they're going to, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
It was
something Ashley said. I think it's Bunny Sunny. But no, I personally think it's someone that is on campus, and I think it's going to be one of the new couples, and I think it's going to be Lucky and Saban because,
what, is
yeah,
she a green card or something?
Well, maybe. I mean, that's my theory. But Stalky goes, I think it's Dante and Brenna. Oh, we married Jason and Brenna. No, they're not going to do what we do with Jason and Brenna getting married. Oh, it's going to be Claire and Sunny. Oh, and then Nasty goes, oh, God, no. Definitely not Brenna and Dante. Well, I mean, I'm in, you know, that side, and
I kind of like, you know what? I kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of getting over
they got a little bit of chemistry going.
Yeah. I'm kind
of
like,
you know what? I've been catching a couple of the shows, so it's really, and since the little short person hasn't been on there, I said, well, let me catch a couple of these shows because I just want to look at Steve. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that brief scene between Dante and Brenda, I guess from the past, and when he was a cop, and I don't know what this secret is that's supposed to be such. It's supposed to blow up all apart Port Charles. I said, what could it possibly be? And, however, but I saw the little bit of chemistry between she and Dante, you know. But who cares? Whatever. Whoever. No, just marry them all.
I'm just like, I can't, I don't, it's funny. Like, I was saying earlier on the top of the show that I've been on the, you know, Santa Barbara. I've been watching old clips of Santa Barbara, and I'm repeating myself, but this is what shows, soap operas, should be all about. You know, the love.
Santa Barbara, yeah, I hadn't watched that.
Cruz and Eden were so popular. I loved them so much. They had their adventures and everything. He saved her, she saved him, and it's like, and I keep thinking, whatever happened to the soaps now? They're, none of the soaps are like that anymore. Even Young and the, well, maybe Young and the Restless, but they're not. Not like back in the day when you had Santa Barbara and you had, like, you know, Another World and all that. And I swear, I've been on a Cruz and Eden kick lately, and, oh, my gosh, some of the stories they had together were amazing. And, you know, I just watched Charade's storyline, which was wonderful performance by her. And, you know, and it's like, I can't even look forward to watching General Hospital like I could look forward to it a long time ago, or, you know, it's so sad. It's so sad, you know. And I was telling Carly, I go, Jason and Liz, if they were written like they had, like Cruz and Eden were written or whatever, have these amazing adventures together, cares if he's in Bob or not, they could have really good story. I swear, I so want them so bad I could taste. I want them to get so bad I can literally taste it in my mouth. But
Wow.
We have to. We
you
have
know
to
what? Raison is coming, and when it does, I think it's going to be really good. As far as I know, they're talking about Patrick and Robin. No divorces in the book. I don't think Patrick and Robin. I think Patrick and Robin, this might go for angst a little. I don't see them getting divorced.
I mean, I see them like going, maybe they can separate for a long time, but I don't know. I mean, the way they're writing this story, I can't believe they brought Lisa back after 2 weeks of them. She is so, oh God, I can't stand her.
She's psycho. She is a freaking awesome psycho bitch.
I know.
But
she's
She is playing that role.
She's
very good.
Killing
very
it.
Good.
I wanted to fucking cut her head off today or something, you know. Or and Robin, I don't blame Robin for slapping her in the face because. But I'm thinking if Robin just plays cool, if she just starts playing cool now, don't let her get to her. Then I think that they all could, like, you know, get.
But that's Robin's
problem.
Well,
Lisa's supposed to mess with her patience,
her
too.
To push all her buttons. She's,
yeah.
Oh, God,
oh, really?
Lisa's going to start messing with Robin's patience and then make her even more riled up. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, didn't Steve say today that Robin and Patrick Robin and Lisa both love Patrick? I don't think so. With Lisa, it's an obsession.
Yep.
With Robin, it's pure love. Lisa's just obsessed with the idea of Patrick is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and
I need somebody to kill her.
You know what?
Jason and Carly do not sleep together. She kisses him and tries, but they don't sleep together.
That's too bad.
Okay, you know what?
Jason
and Carly sleep together according to Soaps and Death?
No, yep. They're not going to sleep together.
I cannot see that. I can't
Jason wouldn't go
in
there anyway.
I can't see them going.
But
you know what? Who knows?
But you know what? In a way, it's like I almost want them to, just because, I am so sick of the family saying, oh, Colleen is being so disrespectful to Sam, blah, blah, blah. Sam would never do that. And I'm thinking, wait a moment. Okay, I see it. Colleen, she said, how do I put this without getting myself in trouble? Okay, of course they are going to say, like, the all these spoilers that we've been hearing about, even, I'm sorry, I think the worst website right now is DD, because that's like a bad, bad, bad little website. And
that's like walking
and
into
the
You know.
Yeah, and actually, if Jason and Carly do end up doing the deed, I will be the first one on the floor laughing, only because, it would not be...
If that were to happen, they'd probably make it who's the daddy. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, you're not funny. You're really not funny.
And then Carly'd have to pee on a stick, and Jason'd have to hold it again. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Exactly.
That's all he's good for, is to hold the pee stick after she gets the treasures again.
I liked Carly and Luke today. I thought their scenes were funny. I thought the scenes were funny.
I like Carly and Liz. Oh, really?
No, Luke.
Luke.
And
I like how he calls her Caroline.
He's filled out a lot. Have you noticed how big he's got? I mean, he's filled out since the last time. His face is fuller.
Who's that?
Wait, are we talking
about Anthony Geary.
Oh.
Anthony Geary. His face has gotten fuller this time. I mean, his face when before he left was real, I don't know, he looked haggard. Now he looks more full-faced, and his body looks more built.
Well, he was looking kind of ragged there for a while.
But he looks a lot better now. I think he looks healthier. He wasn't looking very healthy before he went on his vacation.
No, he wasn't. What was I going to say? I was going to say something really good, and now I forgot where the...
That's a good thing that you forgot. I'm sorry.
Ashley, the thing about those rag magazines, you can't believe hardly anything that they put out.
No, you can't.
They spin it around to make you think it happens, and it doesn't.
So you buy the magazine.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all.
It's just
that's
like an Inquirer magazine. They give you a bunch of shit, and you got to weed out the truth with the shit.
Well, yeah, and that's, I'm sorry, I shouldn't, but that's almost like what the road to nowhere has begun, I mean, bringing things over from DD, come on, you guys, I mean.
Well, to show you an example. There was a spoiler that said Maya was supposed to run those guys off that beat up Ethan. She was nowhere in the scene.
Oh, my God, you're right.
There was no Maya nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny came after he called her. There was a spoiler that said Maya was that came to the Haunted Star and chased off the muggers and then took care of Ethan. And nothing happened the way it...
Because
so you can't believe the thing spoilers either, because a lot of those people don't know it any more than anybody else.
Exactly, but they want you to believe. And what I've been cracking up on is that ever since they talked about that repeat epi, where Jason and Sam, now she wants a baby. They just ran with that, Sam is going to be pregnant. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every freaking day, every damn post has, and Sam is pregnant, and this and that. I said, oh, my. And people are, and then they're fighting back and forth. I mean, It's not real. I mean, I said these women are crazy. Why do they really believe any of that crap that they, you know, that they read in the spoilers like that?
I know.
You know,
it's
just
like
they take it as gospel and run with it. And I mean, they become obsessed. I said, oh my God, it's terrible. Shoot.
I do believe, though, that Brenda and Dante did kind of have a romantic type of connection. I don't know if they slept together or anything, but they had a very special connection.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it had to do that he acts a lot like Sonny in the sweetness part.
God, I'm sorry. I went over to, I logged out and I went over to, I'm just checking to see if it's working. And I went into the spam thing, and
I was just going to ask you to do that.
Today's episode from October 12th sucks, Mr. Oblivious. Come and discuss today's episode that sucks, and all that is Mr. Oblivious that doesn't even notice his own girlfriend not there. Vomit-worthy Monday. Fletch Jason. Come and discuss the vomit-worthy Jason Morgan. He can't appreciate the beautiful Sam Snap McCall. Oh, my God.
Did Alexis Sam fan?
I don't know. I thought they were into Blog Talk. I'm just gonna go check out that message board right now. It won't let me. Nothing's happening on the thing. Every time I go log on, it's an exclamation thing all over the place, and I don't get the media player on there. But I can listen to archive shows. That's funny.
That is hilarious.
I can't get off my kick right now, my Eden and Clues kick. I just love them. They were like my favorite couple of all time back then.
I like them too. I mean, you know, I mean, at least they did not grow up with Santa Barbara here like they did with another road. Still, I just want to kill our affiliate here for taking off another road for 5 years. And then like 6 months, we saw the 6 months before another road was, you know, being taken off. And I'm always, you know, think, you know, you know, I'm like another word in Sam and Bubba with two good soaps. Oh, so people, I'm switching soaps, just so everyone may know. Days of a Life, I want Melody a fucking kill about, Chloe and, you know, Chloe and Philip. Even though Melody doesn't know is, Chloe and Philip, I want her to come out now. Why can they not come out, people?
You know,
I don't know. I didn't see. I haven't watched Days of Our Lives today. I don't know what.
Ariana, I'd like to bitch slap her too. I tell
oh,
you
Jesus.
What.
Oh wow! Oh,
EJ
oh,
has
okay.
her
Does
totally
she have no. A EJ?
No, not yet.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Rafe was talking to her, and she finds out that it's Sammy who shot him, but they don't know if she's going to tell him or not.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to. I thought she was supposed to die.
Yeah, what happened?
She is this week.
Oh, this week? Got it.
She is this week.
Good enough.
You know what? I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
her
I do.
You need to be in a car together and into a wreck, and they both
yep. Die. And you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I've never defended like a lot of what Sammy has done. But come on. If you found out your kid was kidnapped by, you know, their father, and the father made it seem like your kid was dead, and, you know, you hired Anna Devane to help with the kidnapping, okay. You will probably go insane. Your other will maybe go insane, or you will kill the bastard. And I don't blame for Stephanie. I don't blame Sammy for shooting easily at all. You know, I think easily is versus of Stefano. What does everyone think?
What happened?
He just is more. They're both conniving. I mean, they're Demiris. I mean, he's acting just like his dad is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and last week, Wyatt and I was good too. I mean,
yeah, they finally had that big storm, and
yeah.
I said, "Oh, do I smell redemption of Adam?" Okay, they got to see him now. He flings his body over to save the baby. And Nick had me laughing. He don't care. He ain't buying it. He don't care. I said, come on, Nick. I said, basically, Nick is just jealous. Because Sharon still has a torch for Adam. Yeah, I don't know why. Because the man is nuts.
I know.
He's evil. He's crazy.
But Sharon has never had good judgment with men, period.
No. She's
evil. It'll give her attention.
Yeah.
She'll follow.
Mhm. But JT, are they gonna kill him off? Because I thought he and the girl they were both leaving.
No, I don't think, because he's in the hospital now. But something must be wrong, because the next episode, Mac and Victoria are talking about telling the boy. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
he's five. And the girl, they were both going to be leaving Port Charles. Jennifer City. They were supposed to be leaving.
Well, I think they were. Maybe there's something wrong with him. Maybe he can't walk.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Maybe they got to go to a specialist, and that's where they're heading. Why they're heading out.
Oh, and maybe that will be their ticket out of Y&R, I guess.
Yep.
Because I never liked her.
Did you like the one? Did you like the other Mac when she was in? I don't remember her name, but
the other Mac, to tell you the truth. Now this girl.
There was three different Macs, the teenage Mac, and then the college Mac, and then this one.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm on our channel, it says off-topic, it's Liaison versus the Snore Wars at DD. Wonder what set it off this time. I guess there's a word going off over there at DD, huh?
It doesn't take much to get the spammers all in a tether.
I'm not really. October 25th, it's a miracle. November 1st, baby's got a secret. November 8th. Green-eyed ladies, whatever that means. November 15th, night on white satin horses, whatever that is. November 22nd, zilch. The 29th, wedding bell blues. It's December 6th, I kissed a girl and I liked it. December 13th, midnight confessions. December 20th, do they know it's Christmas? And December 27th, fun between two lovers. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Anybody take a guess?
And you know what I saw was so damn funny, that when they were announcing the Sam baby and what day the Sam was going to be pregnant, guess what day they said, you guys?
December 5th.
Yep, this is a Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you guys, if you want to be more believable,
get your dates right.
That's been all the talk on RTN. Sam's pregnancy, supposedly. People really buying into that.
I can't refrain from reading the post.
Because I know. It was getting stupid.
Some of those people are so, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
That Amy Lee, she is a flipping dumbass. I can't stand that girl. She has to bitch in the spoiler thread every time. It's like, you know what? There's a rant thread. Use it.
I know. She's writing the same thing every day. You know, Liz. Okay. I mean, we all love Elizabeth, but come on.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, and no one is saying that we all have to think that, you know, they're coming. I mean, even if you don't, I mean, you don't have to say it every freaking day.
I know.
We get it.
Well,
they're coming. Okay.
Every positive post, there's 10 negative ones on there. And no wonder all the members, all the original members have left because every time they tried to do something positive, somebody trashed them. It's like, come on, people, grow up. It is a fictional soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure y'all have lives besides GH. I'm sorry.
Maybe they don't.
I do.
I thought it was really funny because I'm a Alexa Sam fan. Kristen, I post, when the Sam breaks up, she's gonna really need some medication or something because of crap she says over on the ABC thing and this, you know, something. So I haven't watched Grace. I haven't watched, but I did watch Blue Bloods, and I'm finally caught up with all Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
How did you like it, Carly?
I love it. Really enjoy. I was hooked. I watched like 3 episodes right in a row, and I really love the family angle, but also the cop angle, and I like the DA, the sister DA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that is a really good show.
Yeah, it was. Now, last week when I saw it, it was sort of ho-hum. It really didn't grab me last week, you know. I like Tom Selleck, but I don't know. Now, I watched, well, I've been looking at the, because this is postseason for baseball. In fact, the Yankees lost tonight, so I'm not in such a good mood. But
does that mean they are out of the playoffs? Are playoffs like starting now, or do they have another week?
Now this is right in the middle of playoffs, and this is the American League Championship playoffs, and if the Yankees win 4 games out of 7, then they make a return trip to the World Series, but I don't think they're going to get there personally. I don't think this is their year. But, I got off the subject. I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
We were talking about Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Blue Bloods. That was okay. Now, I watched the Hawaii Five-0 that I like. But my favorite show is Criminal Minds. That show was excellent. I love Criminal Minds. That is my favorite show. Out of the new shows, I watch Detroit 187. That's okay. They try to be like NYPD Blue. I don't think they're as good as NYPD Blue. But what else? What other new shows have I been looking at? Has anybody been following the miniseries on HBO, Boardwalk Empire?
No, I haven't.
I don't have HBO, so no.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's no point in talking about it then.
Hey, Shirley, have you been watching Dexter?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant to do when I got on. I said I have to thank Bridget for turning me on to Cat TV.
I'm good for watching.
I don't think I can watch it on the same day, but I watch it either on a Monday or Tuesday. Now, it's episode 4, which I said, well, let me click and see whether Cat TV has that up already. And sure, they do, so I'll probably watch it, like, tomorrow. sometime.
Yeah.
But
Shirley, they'll either have it the same night after it airs or the next day. They always have it up on the next day.
Oh, yeah, I know. So that's when I've been watching. I've either been watching on a Monday or a Tuesday, whatever. But it is up. It is up. And my sister says it is really getting good. And, you know, like I was saying to her, I said, how far can they carry Dexter? I mean, how long? I mean, somebody's going to look. You know, I mean, how far can they go with Dexter? I mean, it seems like every season somebody is a little suspicious of old Dexter.
Yeah, I'm trying to think that, too. Because
now the cop and look,
yeah.
and Terry, the girl got away. Now I haven't seen it, so I don't know what.
Well, I'm curious as to who that girl really is, because he found out who she was by taking her prints, and then he knows who she is. But when he went to go ask her her name, she gave him a wrong name. She said her name was Rachel, but it isn't. And I don't know. Because in last night's episode, you kind of start to get a glimpse of, especially in the previews ahead, you start to get the glimpse of who she is or
mm-hmm.
what she might become or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious just to find out
right.
more about this
right.
character.
And that cop is getting on my last nerve. I can't take him.
Oh, I know. I know. I hope he's not going to be another dope type of a character.
I don't know, Terry. I don't know. But he's getting mighty suspicious.
Well, the thing with this character, Quinn, is that Dex has already caught him. He's not a very good cop. He's kind of a crooked cop, not in a bad way, but he's done things that are not very nice, and so Dex is
right.
not a calm on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he did find out who Dexter was, Dexter would surely find a way around finding
mm-hmm.
to do something
mm-hmm.
with it.
Right.
Well, Harrison was so cute. You know, I miss Lita, though, you know. I hope they're not going to make Dexter fall in love with this chick, because Dexter can't really be with anybody.
He doesn't. You know, when I see him, I always think about Jason, because I said, he really shouldn't have a family. This guy is a serial killer of other serial killers. I mean, he's
yeah.
a murderer. He's so good. But I know he just draws you in. Now you know he's evil. But he's so good.
I know
though.
He only kills and his father in his I don't want to give too much away, but she tried. She did try to make a run for it from Dexter.
Right.
And his father, which is his conscience, came to him and says, what are you going to do with her? She knows, basically, he was trying to tell her, you need to
right,
get rid of her.
Right, right. Oh,
of course,
gosh.
He doesn't want to do that. So he's
well, I hope he doesn't go there. I hope he doesn't.
No,
I
don't know. When you see the episode, you'll see.
Okay.
What
it's gonna happen. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. If I don't watch it tonight, I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah. The preview
for it
too.
What
Carly?
What is it?
No, Dawn is in the showroom, and she wanted me just to say hi to all you guys, and she will probably call in on Monday.
Oh. Hey, John, I felt like killing Lisa today. I can't get in the chat room, so I felt like killing her today. I felt like chopping her head off or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin slapped her face, which I was really glad, but Robin should just stay calm and cool and collected when it comes to her.
Liz looks so good. I mean, Becky looks so good since she came off of off a leave. I mean, she looks like she put on a little bit more weight, which she needed.
Oh, this is to this. This
mm-hmm.
is to this. Meanwhile, Lucky returns to Port Charles and he brings Siobhan with him, but don't expect his life to calm down just because he's home. In fact, he teams up with Jason to make a move against the Balkans. So You know,
yeah,
what?
I read that. Yeah.
The Danger Craft is null and void now with Jason and Liz.
Yeah, they're really, you know.
Lucky now is would be and is becoming involved in that danger. So,
Well,
and there's also the spoiler saying Spam wants to be a bait for the Vulcan. I'm like, let him kill her. Let him take her and just kill her and be done with it.
Exactly.
Her and her dead uterus to boot.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, okay, that's the question I was going to, okay, when Manny did us all a favor and saw Sam but didn't kill the bitch, then Manny, okay, wasn't my doctor that does all the pregnancies,
Lee?
Okay, you guys know what
that is. Talking about Kelly?
Dr. Lee?
Yeah, didn't she say to Alexis and they said something about her ovaries. You know, I might not be able to say her ovaries, but we might have to do a hysterectomy.
Who's doing a hysterectomy on her?
No, that was when, unless she couldn't come out of when she was hemorrhaging. That's when.
Oh, okay.
When she lost the baby, they were good. But they also did that with Liz too, because when she had that, they thought they might have to give her a hysterectomy because she was her blood pressure was she wasn't coming out of it.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, no, I was hoping.
I'm sorry. Did Natalie Grant and Alexis blow the identity of the Balkan in response to that webnet on Twitter last Friday? She tweeted this: "I worked with Balkan on Boshko's Murder One. Connie Galgren, he rocks."
He's a good actor. I love this guy. He's been in a couple of movies. He's very good.
They didn't
actually say he was the Balkan, but I said he looks like the Balkan. I mean, Balkan, look at that face. Who else could he be?
My money is on Jerry.
Kylie, you know, look at this one, Kylie. Brenda involved Spinelli in her web of lies, putting him on the task of deleting anything that ties her negatively to an incident in her past. Spinelli deleting stuff on Interpol's file and raising flags in Interpol about his questionable activity. Ew. Okie dokie.
I am so happy that my husband is doing that. You know, I really have, like, Spinelli to Mike and Billy and Victoria. I mean, there's only, like the three other subs, you know, I mean, I like the subs, but, you know, it's Billy and Victoria, the only watchable couple for me, and Spinelli just makes me smile.
Well, tomorrow's not going to be...
Whatever floats your boat, baby.
Whatever peels your banana.
That's it.
Sam is going to be on tomorrow. Sam refuses to have sex with Jason tomorrow. That's when that scene's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the big, I don't want to have sex here because of Brenda. Let's go to my house.
Then that means I will not be watching GH
tomorrow. I'm like, whatever.
You know what, dude? That's funny that we got 5 whole days without her, though. Today was the first day someone was due.
It's so nice. It's so nice when she's not on, because the show flows so much better and faster when she's not around.
Oh, you know what? I was also telling Carly this today when I was, since I've been watching Chris and Eden and all that. I'm thinking back in the day, if Sam and Jason were a couple back in the day, there's no way they would have lasted 2 days. They would not have lasted. They didn't really have mob stories in those days anyway, but I mean, back in the day, they wouldn't have, they did. They had, on General Hospital, what's his name? Anna was married to the mob. These two characters wouldn't have been even written for back in the day of when General Hospital, when the soaps were really, really on top of their game. And I'm, like, missing the way soaps were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been on this kick right now. It's like,
oh, it's like night and day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like totally like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, mm-hmm. where, it's like they need to sit down, go watch old shows of like Santa Barbara, of like Another World or Clips or whatever, and they need to sit down and take notes.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the writing for the young kids today. And then they're not the ones that are watching the show. They're the ones.
Nope.
We are. Well, some people are. You know, obviously it's only a few people now, but it's like, back in those days, the ratings were off. Every show was like, what, 4 point something or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, GH used to be the show back in the day. That was the show. You know, General Hospital was big back in the day, really.
I know. And
really big back in the day.
I thought you were such a Channel 4 fan. I didn't really watch. I was on and off on Channel 7, but I was a big Channel NBC soap fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Santa Barbara, too. I couldn't watch General Hospital or Guiding Light because it was opposite. And,
you know,
and
what? I think if, like, back in the day, if we had keyboards and stuff back in the day, I think I would not skip school so much if we had a BTL. So really?
When I was sick because I got to stay home, but I had to wait till summer to watch Cruisin' Eden, and that's when I was
well, because,
you know?
Because my last two classes of the day was study period and gym, and we didn't always have to go to gym. I mean, we had to go like 20 days of this drill grade out of the whole semester. So basically, I was able to just like get home in time for 3-8, and then at one point here, they put Days of Our Life on at 9:00 in the morning. And no one liked that. People were mad that there was sex on at 9:00 in the morning, so they put it to 1:00.
I wish I could miss General Hospital, but I can't. The way they're writing the show now, it's like they're totally writing it to the ground. And
like I said, for the past few days, I've been watching it because she hasn't been on. I just miss seeing Jason because he's why Steve Burton is the reason why I started looking at the show. Not even Becky, but it was because of him, and I just can't watch him with her.
Yeah,
I can't. It just totally turns me off. So I said, well, I'm just gonna watch it. But since she hasn't been on, it's been quite nice, and I do like he and Brenda. You know, they have
the best banter. It is so funny.
I love it. They are wonderful. Yeah, they are so good.
They have more chemistry of kind of like non-chemistry more than they do. You know what non-chemistry means? Non-romantic chemistry.
Oh no, I don't see the romance, but it's just that banter back and forth.
It's not the romance chemistry, but they have. You can see the chemistry with them. I cannot see it with Sam and Jason. And there was a media pic of Brenda and Jason together. Brenda and Sam. They're sitting on the couch, and I'm like thinking they totally brought on Sam as a Brenda bot. They were like, it looked like they could have been sisters in that picture. I almost wanted to.
Although to me, she doesn't look the only resemblance they have is that they're both short and they're brunette. They don't look anything alike look nothing alike.
And Brenda's gorgeous.
And their personalities are totally different, you know. I'm going to tell you something though. Since they brought Brenda back, Brenda is she's not like she was when she first came on, you know, GH. Now she's sort of weepy and she's going after Sonny. I mean, she went over to Sonny's to tell him she wasn't going to see him anymore. I said, couldn't she do this on the freaking phone? You know, she went all to him, you know.
Sonny messed her up so bad with his push and pull shit and then wanting to marry her and then leaving her at the altar.
Yeah, that was
he broke her. I mean, he literally broke her.
Mm-hmm.
They had such a love-hate relationship, even worse than Carly and Sonny. I mean, they loved each other, but they hated each other in a way because they constantly fought and then made up and fought. And I mean, how many times were they supposed to be engaged and married and he left her? And,
right.
I mean, he has totally broke that girl. And I don't blame her for she loves him, but she don't want to get hurt again. I don't blame her for that.
But she keeps going. But
that's
going
the mentality,
there, you know,
Shirley. That's how the relationship always was.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys, we are off live feed, by the way. I just wanted to tell people that.
And I didn't know
what happened?
It's funny. They made a big deal. They made a big deal about her with her, and, you know, when she was lucky. Like, they made a big deal how she was her, what I'm looking for, her, what do you call it? What she called Liz on it that day at Kelly's, her self-respect or whatever. Didn't they kind of make a big deal about that when she was going through that with Jason, with Sam, like, she needed to get away from that relationship because she needed to get her self-respect back, and so she went
that day, but now she has
I mean, that's one of the reasons, I think, because she basically got her self-respect back when she got out of that relationship and got in with Lucky, and I think that's one of the reasons why I like Sam with Lucky. I mean, it's not like I can't like Sam. It's just that I can't like her with Jason. I can't like her at all.
They're in the same spot for the first time. She sits on his couch. She eats food. She just lounges around. She's wallpaper like she's always been.
I know.
Yes.
And that's all the relationship is.
Her life, you know, and that's
exactly. From the first time they were together.
Yeah, you know. And Jason, he just goes along. I mean, you know. And now I watched one of their scenes. What was it, a couple of weeks ago or so? And I said, I'm gonna watch it. I didn't watch the whole thing because I couldn't go through the whole thing. But I said, let me see if I see anything between these two people. I mean, just let me sit there and look. I was on my way to the doctor, and by the time I finished that scene, I was ready to go to the doctor. But I don't know. I think he does care for her. I saw that. It's not in the way that he was in love with Liz, but I think he does care for her. You know, there are different kinds of love, you know, and I hear people say, oh, she's a con, she's con. I don't think she's con. She loves that man.
Who?
Loves Jason. Yes, she does. She's crazy about him.
No, she doesn't.
You can see it. She's obsessed with Jason. And I think Jason cares, Jason's not going to go all the way with her, maybe because she hurt him, or maybe he just doesn't want it. But it's just different with he and Sam than it was with he and Liz.
It's only one guy, because for me, honestly, I think it's more of an infatuation with her. I think she's just infatuated with that lifestyle. I think she's just
maybe she likes the action, but I think she loves Jason. I mean,
if it's love, then it's about the danger. It's not really about Jason. I don't think, I mean...
Yep.
Because if she told me, I just don't, I mean, I don't, maybe it's just me. I just don't, if it was love, they wouldn't be writing the way they would have more, the scenes would be more than what they are. I mean, at least with Liz and Jason, when they were in love, you saw it. You saw their...
Oh, yeah, but like I said, it's different, but I'm saying...
Sam's way of loving him maybe is Chinese food and sitting on the couch or something, or maybe that's the way showing her love to him. And maybe the only way she knows to love him is to be second in his life or something. I don't know, because he's definitely not putting her first. And I don't think he'll ever put her first.
Oh, no, well, I think she totally knows this. That's why, you know, she figured she could keep him with sex. In fact, isn't that what she told him? Isn't that how she got him back? It was, you know, she made a few booty calls, you know, and before they were back in each other's orbit.
Jason was not that type of a man for booty call.
When he first started out, remember he and Carly used to go at it.
But
there hasn't been a whole lot of women in Jason's life. When he is with you, he is with only you. He doesn't jump from one woman to the next.
That was the beginning of Jason and Carly. That was the beginning of his lifestyle, and when he was with Robin, and that ended. But then that was thinking of Jason Morgan. But I think eventually later, he just seems to not be that type of a guy to want booty calls like that. He seems to be, I don't know, but
no. When he is with a woman, he is with that woman.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah,
know.
See, that's what I don't understand. Because when he was with Liz, he was totally with her, and.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell that the Jason that we all know and love, would have even allowed Sam to come help him rescue Milo and to go kill the guys or whatever, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is no way in heck that he would have allowed that baby kidnapper, whatever you want to call her, slut, whatever you want to call her, that.
Mm.
I mean, I can't stand the other fan base saying, oh, it's the past, get over it. I mean, how can, in real life, how can
But they throw Elizabeth's past in her face?
Sam's past in their face. Oh, come on, give me a break. You can't, in real life, there was no way in hell I'd be able to forgive somebody for doing that to my kid. You know?
No, me either.
And threatening.
To me, that's worse than telling AJ that he was the father of Michael.
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to having Jake be kidnapped.
When Sam was breaking up with Jason when he was in the slammer, when she said to him, you're going to make a good father. He's going to make a good father. What did she say? She's like, what are you talking about, Jason? You are a good father. You're not going to harm him. And what does she go do? She hires two thugs to prove a point to Elizabeth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So she
says,
move on her part, because didn't she just say to Jason, oh, you're going to make a great father or whatever. We're safe with you. I'm safe with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she knew what she played on Liz's insecurities is what she did with that.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
But when
you know, she'll
do just about anything to mess up.
Yep.
If the rumors are true out there that I hear she's going to be pregnant, I hope it's with somebody else's kid, because there's no way.
I do not believe that girl's going to be pregnant.
I don't either. Okay.
That little piece because of the episode, and they have run with it. I mean, that's all they talk about on RTN.
And if by chance she is, it won't last long, because Dr. Lee told her she could not have a kid full term. She may be pregnant and get that pregnancy again, but I doubt they'll let her have the kid, because they like the ride and die bullshit.
That would be so idiotic. Why would they let Jason have another child that he doesn't feel like he can be around?
But he can't even take care of the one he has.
That doesn't make any sense.
There will be a big uproar, and we won't be against each other. We'll be against the writers and the producers of this show.
That will be the last nail in the coffin.
That'll
be it.
Yeah, that will be.
And I think they lose viewers with now, they'll lose a whole hell of a lot more. They'll lose the whole liaison fan base.
They will. And they're a lot stronger than the DeSantis fan base. I'm sure they're going to lose what? They're going to go down to the bottom of the barrel of the ratings, like 0.1 or something.
What have the ratings been like anyway since
They have not been good.
Yeah, Jonah Hospital got 1.7 or something or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Down. And, yeah, and, I mean, I think they've gone up a few days when Sam wasn't on, but so that kind of also proves the fact that having Sam not on is good for the show.
Yeah, I'd say that's exactly. The only time I watched two or three shows when she wasn't on, it was, you know. I'm not all enthralled with the show in itself, but I just wanted to see Steve because I hadn't seen him in a while in a scene,
I think he's been working out every day. He's getting more buff.
He's getting way too big. I mean,
today when I saw him, to me, he didn't look as big as he did before. I think he's coming down a little bit. Who knows what's going to happen because this is football season, baby.
Yep, and he'll be eating his ranch. And
his wings with his ranch dressing, baby.
Yeah, he'll be eating his fat food, so he'll be getting a punch here pretty soon.
By the time football season over, we'll have Liz and Jason in a sex scene or something, hopefully. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
While you guys were talking, I was reading an interview that Steve Britton listed with We Love the Soap Guys, but it's mainly about the new cookbook.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, Terry, how'd you like Fringe?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Remind me, what was the name again? What episode was it?
It was the one where that guy was driving and he was one of those shapeshifters. He was like a senator, and he was feeding information. He knew everything about what was going on the Fringe Division.
Yes.
Yeah, and the bad Olivia was trying to get that information out of his system because they were trying to get it out so they knew what was going on.
That's
the day that Jerry, that plays Jerry, dies.
Yes.
Yep,
and
he's
Olivia,
done with Fringe.
I don't like this Olivia. I don't like alternate
Olivia. She's a mean bitch, and then she sleeps with my man. Ugh.
I hope Peter figures it out sooner rather than later because she went to sleep with him now. It wasn't his Olivia that he slept with. Shit, fuck, man. I was so pissed off when we saw that at the end.
But the real Olivia is still seeing him. Next week she's still seeing him and he's talking to her. So I think she's coming out of her stuff.
I hope so.
So,
but you know what? I don't think it's going to come back until November because of baseball fucking season. I'm sorry, Shirley, but baseball season is making our shows on hiatus right now on Channel 11.
Sorry. Well, don't. Baseball season will be over soon. Don't worry.
Who's playing against you, Shirley? Who's up?
The Yankees are playing against the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And the Texas Rangers, they have to win. It's the best 4 out of 7. And the Texas Rangers have won 2 games. The Yankees have won 1. And I don't think the Yankees are going to win this series. I just don't.
Nope.
If the Texas Rangers win, then who wins the thing? They win or what?
No. If the Texas Rangers wins, this is the American League Championship Series. If they win this series, they go on to play in the World Series. And in the World Series, it's the American League against the National League.
I haven't really watched baseball since like the Angels won back years ago.
The California Angels,
I wasn't really a sports fan until I met my friend Michelle in high school a long time ago.
Okay.
Like, at her mm-hmm. dad's coach Little League, and every time I go to her parents' house, all we do is watch football or baseball, so I kind of got on the baseball thing, and so I think mm-hmm. I'd rather watch baseball than football, and then...
Yeah, I was never a fan of
any team or anything until, like, the Angels, until that one year,
okay.
because the Angels hadn't won in a long time, and
it was a big deal here
that they won. Mm-hmm. They made a big deal about it, of course. They make a big deal about wherever a game, you know, whoever wins.
Right.
What, you
right.
know. But, yeah, so I don't... If there's a team that I like, I'll probably watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, most people,
you know,
people who are really not into baseball, they seem to watch the World Series or the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. If it was like the Dodgers or something.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're like the underdog. I'd be rooting for them, the underdog
mm-hmm.
or whatever. You know.
So you're an underdog rooter on.
I think I'd be like an underdog. Say like they well, the Yankees are a pretty good team, aren't they, or no?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Like if the Yankees were playing, well, with the Texas Rangers though, who's the underdog? Is it the Texas Rangers?
Well,
or the
I'm
Yankees?
Gonna tell you, if you really want to know the truth, right now I think the Yankees are underdog because they're getting.
Oh my gosh!
Like
you
it.
Know. But, I mean, you know, you can't be, look, even the best goes down, you know, even the best goes down. And it's not always the best team that wins. It's the team that is the hottest right now. It's the Texas Rangers. So, whatever. I am resigned to the fact that they're not going nowhere, just like I'm resigned to the fact that I won't see Jason and Liz for quite some time. So, I've just resigned to everything tonight. I'm just.
I know. It's like sad. It's like, you know, when soaps were really good back in the day, they were like popular. They were so
mm-hmm.
popular. I couldn't wait to get home. I couldn't wait to watch Santa Barbara. Well, and when I first started, I couldn't watch it. I didn't have a VCR. So I had to wait till the summer. But when I got a VCR, I could not
mm-hmm.
wait to get home. I
mm-hmm.
Now it's like whatever, you know. It's like
mm-hmm.
you can. I used to couldn't wait to watch the whole show. I love watching the whole show of Santa Barbara, but now for Jonah Hospital, it's like I only want to watch one storyline and that's
right.
it.
You know, just
and
like back in the day.
What's great about YouTube? You can fast forward. What's great about YouTube? You can fast forward.
Yeah, I know.
Like now, if you don't watch your soap, you could go on to the computer and watch it, and it's
yep.
like, you know, it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just set up. I'm just.
My only problem is I have like three boxes of like old videotapes that I'm never gonna work ever again because number one, my VCR broke on the day that Jason and Liz had these incredible scenes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then my VCR do.
See, right there, that proves that Jason and Liz are electric. To make your VCR go kaput.
Exactly.
Proves that they're like.
Yeah, I was so mad. I'm like.
Back.
Yeah, and then my mom's like, oh, we can't give you another VCR. I'm like, that's it. I want TiVo. And so that's when I got my... Because I was mad with the VCRs. I mean, sometimes they would not tape, but sometimes, you know, there would be, like, static or whatever, and I used to get so mad. And the videotapes, sometimes you can't always use it for, like, one or, like, three or four times, then the tape is no good anymore.
Right.
I was just gonna say that you keep reusing it and using it.
You keep using it, going over and over.
Right. It winds up in there. You can hear it.
VHS is gonna be
I hear the tape like crunching up. You know, like getting hooked on things. I could hear the tape in there, like what crackling, and I'm like, fuck. So I'd have to stop my VCR and put my hand inside this And it would all come out, like, and I'd have to roll it back up, and then, but I would still
oh,
use it.
Oh, yeah, that's,
and
oh, man, yeah.
And then you go play it, and then you can hear it. You can hear it, too, while it's playing.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the
mm-hmm.
tape sitting all tangled up or whatever. It's so funny.
And then after a while, you know, mine has popped on me, like, you know, years ago, and then you try to splice it back together again. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I used to go to the store like almost every day to get a 6 hour. Then when they went to 8 hours, I was
mm-hmm.
like,
I got the 8 hour tape because I was taping the Thornbirds, you know, and that was a long
time. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, the Thornbirds.
Oh,
I loved that. Every
that's another
that
came, bittersweet. Oh, God.
That was
that's
like
it.
The
oh,
best. God. I was so proud
Bridget, what would you say about T-Row? You said something? I thought you said something?
Oh, no, I was saying VHS is going to be long gone, and it's either going to be CD or TiVo or DVR
yeah.
or whatever anymore.
Yeah, because my mom went out to buy, like, my mom went to go look for a VCR, and they did. She went to Free State, and they didn't carry them.
Hmm.
But with TiVo, I mean, you can record so much, and especially to a person that says it's going to get all caught up and never, because I'm like, well, when I first got the TiVo, you guys, I was recording everything just to see how much info I could put on the TiVo.
Yeah.
Mm. I am looking forward to next Monday because Taylor Swift's new album comes out.
Who comes out?
Taylor Swift. Her new CD comes out.
Taylor Swift. Oh, okay.
Oh, you know, there was like, I worked at a high school, and one of the, because there's an aide there, she's a one-on-one, she's kind of like, she's not that far off their age, you know, she's probably, what, in her early 20s or whatever, so she doesn't seem that far out of high school, and she noticed one of the students, like, she noticed there was something, like she was on something or whatever. The way that she was acting, and she was on ecstasy. And
really?
They were at P today. She came in to tell the teacher that I work with. And she said, oh, yeah, Crystal was on ecstasy because she had to say something to the PE teacher because when you're on a drug like that and you're running around, you could have a heart attack or something could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told her, she told the PE teacher, and the PE teacher grabbed the SIA, and the student was like, F you to the aide, you know, because...
Oh, wow.
She's the type of aide that kids go to because they think she's cool because her little brother, I guess they know her little brother, and they all think she's cool. And so they sometimes they'll tell her, look what I have. Look, they'll show her.
They'll show her the drugs that they're taking, the drugs that they'll be on,
and so she was on ecstasy, and she's been there, so this aide knows.
Oh, been there,
been
done
drugs,
that, huh?
And, yeah, so she kind of knows, and she said she could tell you, she could point out who's on what. She was even giving a list of people's names of who she thought things are on something when they were in class.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And now the teacher mm-hmm. realizes it's not her, it's the kids. They can't concentrate. They're on something or whatever,
wow.
pot or whatever. And she was saying that I think they looked in the student's locker to find the ecstasy, and they said if they were to find it, one pill is 7 years in jail or something.
One pill,
find,
you get 7 years?
Yeah, if you find like one, her father's a cop, I guess. And
oh.
she said if they were to find one pill on her in her person, it would be like 7 years in prison or something.
Wow.
It's like that was the first experience that I ever heard that happening at school because you never think about that, you know, and I'm thinking now that I think about it, these students do act kind of strangely sometimes, you know, so they must be on something.
They're high. That's,
you know,
that's,
yeah.
That's very sad, though. It's,
yeah,
it's
I know.
I mean, you know. It's,
I know.
Drugs are
and,
so rampant in these schools, you know. And that's why when I look at my grandson, I'm so proud of him. He's such a good kid, you know. And with all the crap that's you know, going on in life and the world and in school, and for him to just be a good kid, you know, that's a total blessing, you know, and it's a total blessing. I tell you, so much crap out here. I mean, these kids doing drugs.
Well, my oldest niece, well, growing up, my mom tried to keep her from that kind of, because my sister, her mother was the type to, she did drugs and alcohol. She went with the wrong crowd, and my mom was trying to shield my niece from that. But, of course, my niece didn't. She was 16. She had to, she, no, it's okay. I don't want to watch that tonight. I'll watch it later. Thanks. She had, like, sex, you know, and then she was doing weed and whatever. I didn't say anything to my mom. I was told to not say anything when I found out that she was hot, you know. I was told to not say anything. And one time we were at church. We were sitting at church. It was around Christmas time or Thanksgiving or something. And, God, I was, like, almost in tears. I still wanted to say something to my mom because she was a foster parent. And she was only six. I was sitting there. I wanted to say something. I couldn't keep it in. And then that night, I was at home that night, and my mom called me. And she was asking me how Tanya was or what was going on. And I go, you know what, Mom? I'm like, really hate to keep this from you. This is a secret that I really shouldn't keep. You know, and I'm like, and I was crying. I'm like, gosh, Mom,
really?
Please don't tell her that
wow.
I said anything. I go, Mom, please don't tell her that I said anything, please. Mm. But, Mom, Tanya is smoking pot. And my mom's like, what? Mm. I'm like, yes, Mom. Because I did that with my sister. I knew back in the day, I knew my sister was doing cocaine. I never said anything. And
oh, she did
coke? I learned my lesson from keeping secrets about my sister, and I'm never going to do that again. And so I told my mom about, because I'm more closer to Tanya than really to my other nieces or whatever, even my sister. And I kind of did it to help Tanya, really. I wanted my mom to step in because my mom would be the only person that could, I don't know, do something, whatever.
I think when I
told my mom that, she had to go find out other information.
I didn't know
she was active, sexually active, but when my mom found out that she was sexually active, oh, my God. She took her to the hospital, got her all these tests. Oh, no, Tanya actually told her. Because Tanya was scared. It was unprotected sex, and she was worried that she was going to have all these kind of diseases. So she was talking to me first. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. What do I do? And I think she eventually had no other choice but to tell my mom, because my mom's the only one that could really help her, take her to the doctor, and everything came out okay. But, I mean, yeah, some secrets, they'll just eat at you, and you eventually you give in and you cry and you tell people, because if it's going to hurt somebody else, you really have to say something, you know?
Well, yeah,
so, because I know me and Carly on the phone here, we've argued over some characters on the show, and we're talking like keeping secrets, and if there's secrets that won't hurt you, somebody, then maybe I could keep it for a long time. But if it's a secret that's going to hurt somebody in the long run, then
secrets
I have no other choice.
That's what I say.
Secrets, even if it's 20 years down the line or 5 years
have,
down the line, they always have a way of coming out. Even if you don't,
a secret
that I had that I was keeping from people in my life, that somehow came out. I don't know how that came out. I think somebody was trying to get it out of me, and I think I finally gave in, and I finally said something, and all of a sudden, that person felt like it was her right to go and tell everybody else, but it was my
gosh.
It should have been my decision to tell my dad or tell whatever. I told my sister, though, but she ended up making it her business to tell, like, her dad, and then my dad, her dad went to my dad, and then I was like, okay, oh, my gosh, you know, shouldn't it have been my choice to tell anybody else?
Well, the worst secret I kept is when my grandfather was alive, and it was like 3 weeks before, 3 weeks before he died, and he was getting headaches, really, really, really bad headaches. But, you know, me being a nice granddaughter, I wasn't going to say anything. And then we were sitting down, and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be here for your sister's wedding or your uncle's wedding. Okay, if you knew my grandfather, what I thought he meant by that was I'm going to start some trouble, and they're not going to let me come, and I'm going to go fishing. That's what I thought he meant, like, you know, so when the headaches kept going, I did not say anything because I, being an idiot, thought, oh, okay, these headaches are going to go away. And 3.5 weeks later, he died with an aneurysm in the brain, driving his car to get rid of my dog. And we don't know why he was, we still never know why he was getting rid of Mackenzie, but I felt like crap. I'm like, why did I, you know, I beat myself up, and I finally broke down and told my mom, and she goes, she's like, well, maybe if you would have came to someone, they might have told you, you know, you are being crazy. But maybe you said to her something. And then the other day, Grandma said, oh, can you keep something from your mother, like health-wise? And I looked down, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that again. You know, excuse me, I don't want to be the one responsible for something because, you know, I mean, keeping that kind of a secret is, you know, it's crazy too. I mean, so yeah, I told my grandma, Grandma, if you're sick and dying, I don't want to know. You can tell someone before you tell me. I don't want to be the first one to know that. Thank you. But I can't believe in high school, I mean, in all high school, yeah, drugs were around because I went to a snobby high school, but I'm, you know, if I was a kid, I would not go to drugs in my locker. I mean, that would be the first place someone would look.
On Santa Barbara, here, it said here, because Marcy Walker was quoted as saying, in the scenes I played with A. Martinez, on the contrary, immediately emerged an impression much stronger, because she was supposed to, it's to say, when I arrived in the show, I was told that my character, on Santa Barbara, when I arrived in the show, I was told that my character was supposed to be related to Warren Lockridge. I actually shot some scenes with him, but which did not bring through many things. In the scenes I played with A. Martinez, on the contrary, immediately emerged an impression much stronger, and an unexplainable chemistry that did not escape to anyone. Then it came to both of us the idea to invent a love story between our characters. The writers, however, hesitated for a long time to integrate in Santa Barbara a love affair between this rich girl of a high society and a simple guy raised in a poor Mexican family. And so, I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, see, they knew what they had in that couple. And they decided to write for them anyway because they knew what magic scenes, what magic they brought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on, people. You know, that could be the same said for General Hospital Liz and Jason right now. They have unexplainable chemistry that is not escaping anybody except maybe the powers that be, and yet they don't want to do it.
I can't see them. I mean, this couple, to me, and I've been looking at soaps for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have never seen a couple with that kind of chemistry the way Steve and Becky did. I'm sorry. I used to love Frisco, Felicia, Jackson, Erica, Danny, Danny, Michelle.
I'm talking about Eden and Cruz, to me, that Eden, their chemistry to me is kind of like Eden and Cruz of today, like, because Eden and Cruz, their chemistry was out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, that I compare them, I could compare them to Liz and Jason right now. If they wrote them, if they could write them like they wrote couples in the day, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Then they could start writing beautiful stories for everybody else on that show.
And then they
could start bringing the hospital back. You see, they should, they could really start calling it General Hospital again. They should probably change it to call it General Mobsters or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, whatever happened, I don't get it. What happened to the genre?
Writers,
what happened?
The writers,
but still.
And then backstage politics, politics.
But why
when,
do they
when
think?
Politics gets involved and stuff gets messed up.
But why do they think that plot point stories are the? Why do they think that plot point stories are what we want to watch?
But you see, but Terry, that's the whole thing. They don't care about the fans.
They
that's
don't
the whole
care.
Problem.
I guess they. That's the, just, obviously they don't
like
care about
Boozer.
Us because
I mean, he writes what he wants to write. Does anybody think about the fans? And
sometimes
I'm not buying. Well, you have to go back to go forward. I'm not buying that crap. And then you hear about the fables and Wizard of Oz and colors. I say, are these people on drugs? I mean, what are these people talking about? I said, people, they have just got this whole creative thing going. Oh, well, now you see, now that scene there, that really relates back to 2006. Okay, now we're catching up to what? What are you catching up on? What are you
talking
about?
You know what? Yeah,
actually, I've noticed if you watch the show carefully, I have noticed there's some scenes that I have noticed. I was like you, Shirley. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not seeing this. What am I? But if some of the scenes that I'm watching, I kind of see, if you just read between the lines, like some of the dialogue that's being said or whatever goes back to certain scenes in the past. And, I mean, just like that scene when Brenda said to Suzanne, he's not a mobster, a killer. What did she say?
Yeah.
He goes, he's not a mobster. She said something that he's this and that. If there was somebody that would endanger a child, he would kill them. And that right there,
he
I kind of like. Believe me, my thinking was like you, but why would they even write that in there? Why would he do that? Because he knows we're not. He knows we're not dumb and we don't forget. So why would he even attempt to write that in there knowing very well life's going to go off in our head thinking, wait a minute, of course Jason is going to kill somebody or, is going to kill somebody that endangered a kid because maybe he's going to go on his threat to kill Sam one day. Who knows? But I mean, I just don't, I mean, why would they, because his expression on his face was like, yeah, he would do that. I don't know. I'm like you too. I think, wait a minute, why? I thought nothing of things like that too. But then more and more I'm seeing scenes that even when Jason and Sunny were in scenes together, Sunny said something to him the other day
that totally woke me up. I saw
He said something like, if a woman is something, I don't know what he said, but I was thinking about Sam when he said that about a woman, if a woman's hurt, she'll do just about anything, whatever, and I was thinking about Sam, because he's directing it at Jason, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, maybe those are just little hints as to what's going to come. I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, but. I think a lot of times it is,
but I'm trying to say why does Goozer feel he has to go all the way back to come? I mean, doesn't he
realize
the amount of fans that he's lost?
Maybe that's the only way.
He's not moving along for story, though.
Maybe that's the only way he knows how to rectify the mess he's made.
Yeah,
maybe that's the only way he knows. In my opinion, I don't know how they could write the show in order. I mean, how are they really going to write Jason to really not forgive Sam anymore? They're going to have to do something
yep.
so twisty, whatever, mm-hmm. that you don't expect. Like, I mean, I honestly, the way they've written him right now, I don't even know if they could really repair Jason right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
because
come on,
you know
how?
Because
the
like
more
it
he's
or
with
not,
Sam, huh?
Mm-hmm. I said, you know, like it or not, Jason and Sam, they are a couple. Now I see people saying, why are they a couple? What kind of couple
well,
are they? Well,
they are. I'm going to like
maybe
it not.
Maybe it's not the couple we want. Or
no.
Maybe it's not
a couple,
like
period.
I'm going to like it
not.
I'm just,
but
because
that's
if they
woman,
were such a,
that's
if
woman.
They were such a strong couple right now, why has she not even been in any scenes? If it was Liz and Jason, they would not, they
yep.
would write for this couple. They would not have them in any, I mean, like, if you got a strong popular couple, wouldn't be, you think they'd be on every day? I mean, Sam
yep.
has
no,
even been
no
on in every,
on every, not,
yes,
no
every day,
no
but you know what I mean.
Day.
They would write,
no
but what
day.
I mean is she hasn't been on, she's only been on like once a week. That's
yeah.
what I mean. They would
yep.
write, they would write them like most of the week or whatever, on and off. You know, maybe every other day or every other 2 days or something, but they haven't been on. If they're such a popular couple and they love each other, why are they not writing them as such?
Right.
I mean, if
right.
they if
yeah.
Jason so loves her, they would want to
yep.
write. They would want to make their fans, well, the just Sam fans, proud of their couple. I don't know. I mean.
Yep.
Right now they're melting. Even if on the Desam radio, I go on there and I read their little descriptions. They're really hating.
Yep.
They're really hating how crafty their couple has been lately. Why is he forgetting? And then they go on saying, oh, they're gonna. This is a plot point for him to put her first or whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, excuse
on.
Me. But they have she. Yeah, they had tomorrow. Supposedly, she's not gonna want to sleep with him. And that's good for Jason because then she can't be pregnant. Because if they're going to make her pregnant, then it's going to be
you're one of the people who really believe she's going to be pregnant. Come on, Terry.
No, I don't believe that she's going to be pregnant.
No.
I don't believe that she's going to be pregnant because I honestly don't see the writers doing that because there's going to be
no,
a big uproar.
Not do that.
They
no,
are going to, there's going to be a big uproar, not just because of you know, him having, just because they so said that Jason can't be domesticated. And so basically what they're saying is that he can't be domesticated and he can only be domesticated with Sam. That's bullshit. Because
that's
bullshit.
Yep.
He was going to be domesticated
yep.
with Courtney. Courtney and him were going to have
yep.
a baby.
They
so they're forgetting. They're, yeah, he got married to, so they're forgetting he can't be domesticated. So it's so true. It's a gender, because these fans don't realize that Jason was married to Courtney and they were pregnant and they were going to have a family, so he can be domesticated and fight
yeah,
crime
exactly.
at the same time.
Of course
time.
He can. He can
yeah,
still have a
course,
home life and he can still go
yeah,
out shooting people
I know,
and do whatever
so,
he does, you know? Come on.
And if they do make them pregnant by miracle, it's going to be somebody else's kid.
Oh,
it's
yeah, going to
be somebody
some...
else's kid.
Hey, is
Bridget
still around?
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bridget, are you still here?
But you know, the thing is that Sid guy, the Bridget? Sid guy's the one that
yeah.
speculated. The Sid
oh,
guy from ABC's the one that speculated from
oh,
the
oh,
from
yeah.
the from the repeat episode that's airing, he speculated. He never could, he didn't say, oh, it's going to happen. He just speculated. So from that
yeah,
speculation, it turned into
yeah,
like
yeah.
a rumor or a spoiler.
They
and they
picked
it
up. They picked it up and
yeah.
they are still running with this.
I know.
Well, yeah. I
hate
I should go speculate. I'm going to go speculate about something. I should go put something out there about Liz and Jason and see how much
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, we could do that just as well as anybody else.
Yeah.
And
I should make up a name, Spoiler Girl or something, and
spoiler
put it
girl.
Out there.
Right. There
I should
hey,
put it out there.
Spoiler Girl.
I should put it out there on DD, Spoiler Girl. Liz and Jason on November 7th are gonna make love and have a baby
oh,
or
wow.
get pregnant. I should put that spoiler out there and see.
Let me get
then
my
it's obvious. I know.
Front row seat, baby.
I think we should do that. We should do that.
By the way,
Nick. me and Carly, hey, we should do that. We should go and be spoiler whores and create a rumor and see how it spins.
Oh, honey. Oh, by the way, you guys.
It doesn't take much.
By the way, guess who treated me back? Little White just treated me back.
Yeah.
I'm so happy now.
Who?
Yes.
Yeah, you can go shit your pants now, okay?
You know, okay. I forgot we are on the air, okay?
You could go shit in your pants now that you heard back from Laura Wright, huh? Yeah.
You know what, you little bitch?
Oh my God.
It's okay, Shirley. You know what she did to me? Okay. I was at work the other day and I was calling her at work and her grandmother.
Yeah.
Her grandmother was driving and me and her Carly are always cussing at each other, but it's all for fun, you know, we call each other bitches or whatever and we say F you or whatever. And her grandmother was sitting there and she goes,
oh, that's
she
terrible.
She goes, you bitch. And her grandmother was like, oh my, she couldn't believe that she had said that to me. And I'm like, Carly, how? How can you say that in front of your grandmother?
What's wrong with you, Carly?
Okay, but to my defense, we were in the car, Terry and I were talking. I largely forgot grandma was in the car and I said it.
No, but she,
now, if I was sitting next to you, I'd slap you upside your head. You should never say that in front of Granny. What's wrong with you?
She told her grandmother, no, Grandma, it's all in fun. We say things like that to each other all the time or whatever, you know.
My mouth dropped.
My mouth dropped when she said that in front of her grandma. I was like, oh my God.
Your head.
She said that in front of her grandmother to me? God, I have to watch my mouth when I'm around my family, but you were sitting right next to your grandma.
Well, you know what? Well, in my defense,
I said the F word in front of Lexi, and I didn't even realize I was saying it, though. I said the F-U-T-K word. It's in our vocabulary, as part of our vocabulary. Huh?
That's terrible. Carly, there's no, I don't know. I just don't get that.
What's really terrible, Shirley, is that you realize you're not saying the F word in your sentence, and somebody says, Terry, do you know what you just said? And you're like, no. And they said you said the F word. And I'm like, really? And that's when you don't realize you're saying it. That's become part. And then you realize you've been cussing way too long in your life.
When that really becomes part of your vocabulary.
The problem is I work at a high school. And sometimes I get frustrated when some of the kids, they make me upset, I'll be like, but it doesn't come out real fun or something, or I'll go shoot. And they'll be like, did you say shit? I'm like, no, I said shoot, or I said fudge, or I said frack, or I could say frack. I have to remember that I'm at school, but sometimes I forget, and it almost comes out, but not quite.
To my defense, there is no defense.
Yeah, Carly, I'm sorry, but
there is no defense by saying,
you bitch, in front of your grandmother.
Now, if
you
my
bitch.
Grandson
okay.
said that, it's
to your little,
funny,
to your,
if my
your
grandson
bitch.
Said that to me, he'd be on the floor. You have to peel it behind
I guess you have to know her grandmother. Her grandmother kind of knows us and how we just like.
Because the other day, another day she was driving with me and the kids.
I don't care.
Carly, she's a grandmother, so she's, there's no defense.
I'm speaking for all grandmothers. for all grandmothers.
Yeah.
Like I said, if my grandson
Shirley,
or something like that,
Shirley,
if
you heard the way that we talk, Shirley, you'd be putting soap in our mouths every day.
I know how you guys talk. I have a wild imagination. And
you'd be putting soap in our mouths every day.
Just from the little short
convo
you have tonight.
From the time I call her to the time we get off the phone at the end of the day, it's like F you, hello, F you, you know, it's like hello, F you, and F you, F you, F you. And the sad thing is I never said that word so much before I met her. I'm serious. I never said that word. I mean, I would say on occasion if I was frustrated, but ever since I met her, that word has become a part of my vocabulary.
Well,
I
don't think that's a plus.
Why?
I'm going to have
her parents even said when I was there with them, her parents like, that word is not allowed, even friggin'. Or even frack, or even fudge.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not allowed.
Huh? Kira, that's what I forgot to tell you. When we were driving yesterday, Dad, Mr. Perfect, used that word, and Grandma and I just started laughing.
I'll text him then. I'll probably text him and say, I heard that you said a bad word the other day, and see what his response back to me. But I think the word bitch is, I don't know what's worse, bitch or F you to somebody, you bitch.
Okay.
Or But you know that bitch is in the dictionary, though, right? Isn't bitch a female dog?
Bitch is a female dog. We understand that.
That word is good for, like, characters, like certain characters on shows, because they are, especially female characters, you know, female whatever, you know, female dog. And I'm talking about one character in particular, and Carly. And I know Carly knows who I'm talking about. No, I'm kidding.
I've been trying to clean up my mouth. That's why I don't say I try. And sometimes I do, you know, I kind of backpedal sometimes, but I'm trying to clean up my mouth.
My mouth was clean. I only said those words on occasion. The only word I was really using was shit. I never really used fuck all the time.
Oh my God, so much.
I can't even say that. I say that word now is nothing anymore. It's like, like whatever.
It's like
I can write a book about the word or something. That's how much I use the word, you know. It's used in so many ways, you know. And I wonder how that word came about. I wonder how the word started. I seriously want to know how the word started. I should look that up on Google. How did that word come into fruition?
How did this conversation start? You know.
How did this conversation start anyways?
Okay, I don't know. You did.
I'm reading on RTN that said, did you guys hear that ABC is doing a Skating with the Stars?
Dancing
with the Stars is over. Skating with the Stars. Oh,
and you know who they want.
Where has television gone to?
I don't know.
Television has gone down the drain.
Skating
with
the Stars.
Big? Is Bridget here? You guys?
I think Bridget is gone.
She got tired of hearing our
all the F words
and testing. Sorry, Bridget.
I think Bridget got cut off because she's not even in charge anymore.
Yeah, she probably did. You know, that little Jake is getting big. How old is he now? 4?
Well, a lot of
the years,
only supposed to be
4?
Like 2 or 3.
No, he's older than
you
2 or 3.
What year was Jake born?
Was it 07? Wasn't it 07?
I think
what?
So. Terry,
what?
Was it 07?
For what?
When Jake was born.
It was 07, May 4th of 07.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that because my birthday was May 1st, so he was born 4 days after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's
and
so
I'm
going to
tell you, he does look like Steve.
Yes.
He could be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can see that.
Hey, Joe, isn't it funny that we made the show for only an hour and we got on for 2?
Funny. I know. Isn't that so funny?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, no, so, okay. I'm going to behave right now, but it's very hard for me to do. So, are you going to go on the kick and take a shower and then call me in the night?
Yeah, I think I'll do that. So, I will call Wednesday, right? We're having a show. Oh, yeah, I'll call you at midnight, and I'll talk to Shirley.
Yeah.
Hopefully we won't be using our cuss words on Wednesday. So, yeah. Shirley will need to have some magic.
I'll have to smack you, girl.
Shirley will have to have some magic soap over the phone to clean
that's it, baby.
Clean
yeah,
our,
yeah.
But Bridget, the
vowel language, too.
Okay, I'm going to effing say goodbye now, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Good night, girl. See you Wednesday.
Night. Good time. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.